presented by that time I got reincarnated in the same world as an anime podcaster, this is Shonen Jumping the Gun, the show where we set our sights on the first chapter of a manga and decide if it's a misfire or a bullseye.
Let's see how many rounds are in this magazine.
On today's episode, Dragon Ball!
What's up, everybody? It's Isekai Sensei-sama here, aka Brad. Kermit is on a cruise right now. But he wanted this episode to come out. So I'm going to be doing this one by myself. So I read Dragon Ball. Hold on a sec. Okay, I'm going to see who's at the door.
Hey, it's me. It's your old pal Truxan. You haven't heard from me in a while.
What? Truxan? What are you doing?
I'm here.
Wait a minute. I thought
I'm
you were in another
realm.
Weren't you in a different world?
I was. I came back.
What do you do? What are you doing? I'm trying to record right now. I'm covering Dragon Ball.
You're my buddy. You're all alone. I'm Truxan. I came to help you. I'm your friendly neighborhood Truxan.
Okay. Do you want to sit and while I record?
Certainly.
Have you ever read Dragon Ball, Truxan?
I read the first chapter of it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's.
I'm a big fan of. Hit up-and-coming artist Akira Toriyama's work on Dr. Slump.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know anything else. I'm big off of that.
Well, I only read the first chapter as well.
It's supposed to be a big thing. I just read the first one.
Never
heard of it before.
That's how I do this, is I read the first chapter, and then we talk about what where we think it's going to go and if it's going to be any good.
That's so fitting. I just read the first one of the odds. Who knew?
Yeah. Okay, well... We'll tell you what. Let's talk about what we think about it. But, you know, normally what we do here is we give a summary. So could you give the summary of the first chapter?
Oh, I guess I could. I think it's important to know. I listen to the podcast, Brad. I know how you guys do this.
Yeah, I know you listen.
It's
we
one
really
of the few connections
it.
I have back to Earth besides however I got here. Who
I
knows?
Guess that's going to come up later, won't it?
This manga, Dragon Ball, this little up-and-comer... First came out November 20th, 1984. How old were you in 1984, Brad?
Well, that's pretty recent. I was -3.
I would have been, what, in my 60s? I wear it well. Been around a while.
You were in Japan at the time, weren't you?
I would have been in Japan at the time. I would have been... did I have my truck yet?
Do you read... Can you read Japanese?
No, I can't read Japanese.
No.
Worked there a long time. Can't read Japanese.
That must be difficult. Maybe Ben can teach you.
You get by. I don't need that. I'm living in fantasy Italy now. I'm good. Somehow I'm reading manga, though. It's fun.
So the goddess didn't give you any of those fancy language powers? It gives the other isekai protagonists?
Well, no, I was a technicality. For people who don't remember the lore... I was a fighter pilot in World War II. I died. I was close enough to the Japanese shores that I got isekai'd, but I guess I didn't, because they wouldn't isekai me, so I had to work for them, and that's how I became Truxan.
Mm.
And then there was a whole thing. You go back and listen to the episodes. You can hear all about it.
I can't believe they made you work in Japan but didn't, like, teach you how to read.
Oh, they tried.
Oh.
I got by. You know. You drive your truck. You figure it out. Now, I got buddies, you know.
Anyway, why don't you give us a summary then, and then we'll talk about what we think about it.
So here's Truxan's patented summary of Dragon Ball. It's me, I'm Truxan, and I'm going to do this summary of Dragon Ball for you. We see a little boy out in the woods in a karate gi and a tail. He lifts up like a big stump thing, acting like it's an enemy, then karate kicks the shit out of it, exploding into chopped pieces. Declaring he's hungry, the kid goes to his little house and says, "Hey, Grandpa," to a mysterious orb. We then see a little teen girl at her car who seems to be looking for something, and she pulls out a little techno-who's-it to help and finds she's close to whatever it is. We go back to the boy as he wanders the woods looking for a meal. If he just came over to my place, I could make him some nice pasta fazool. But Truxan hadn't been invented yet, so that can't happen. This was in the way before times. The boy decides to fish, using his tail as a makeshift fishing pole, and he snags a massive piranha-looking fish, which he kicks to death. We also see the boy's baby penis, and it made me really uncomfortable.
I was wondering why he needed to get naked for that.
It was very strange. I guess we'll learn his name later. We'll just say the boy. I guess he's one of those guys that pulls down his pants entirely when he pees. We all know them. They're weirdos. As the boy's walking home with his massive catch, the girl from earlier, in her car now, almost runs him over. The boy, thinking the car is a monster trying to take his dinner, picks up and slams the car. Hey, we all been there before, folks, right? No?
No.
No? Okay. No. Okay. Just me then.
Yeah.
The girl appears from inside with a gun and starts blasting the boy who, while annoyed, doesn't seem that shut up by it. He's gonna kill the girl, thinking her a demon from inside the monster car, but she talks him down, declaring herself a human. The boy seems confused and still on guard, observing her and saying, and I quote, that she seems kind of softer and bumpier. The girl responds that she is in fact a girl, dummy. The boy has never seen one before, only heard of one from his now dead grandpa. Hey, wait a minute, that explains that ball thing from earlier. My mom used to do that with my grandfather's acids, but I digress. The girl explains the situation amidst the boy's confusion, saying she's from civilization and thinks a strong little boy could be useful for her hunt. Upon entering the boy's home, the girl notices the grandpa orb and declares it a Dragon Ball. Ooh, that's the name of the manga. Wow!
Wrap it up. She said it.
She goes to take it and shows the boy the other balls all in her possession. But no, not like that. The girl explains the legend of the Dragon Balls, that collecting all 7 will summon the dragon that will grant the person any wish they desire. In her infinite wisdom, the girl says she was going to wish for a lifetime supply of strawberries, but now she wants a super cute boyfriend, don't we all? I mean, come on. The boy, while fascinated, will not part with his grandpa's ball. The girl attempts to seduce the boy in a scene that made me very uncomfortable as a father. The girl changes tactics, saying he can keep the ball, but come with her to find the others, because what else is he doing? She shows the techno doohickey from earlier is a radar for the balls. I don't need one of those. I always know where mine are right now. They finally introduce themselves to each other. The boy is named Son Goku, and the girl is Bulma. This makes my life much easier with the summary, not having to constantly say the boy and the girl. The car from earlier is wrecked, so they need new transport. Bulma pulls out a packet of pill-looking things. No, Bulma, don't do drugs! Oh, they turn out not to be drugs, but capsule with things inside. She tosses one and becomes a cool motorcycle. Hey, some of my buddies still work and ride those on the weekends.
All right, that's just as bad as drugs.
The motorcycles?
Yeah.
But they were really cool, though.
Mm-hmm. So is drugs.
There's not motorcycles where I'm at now, so I don't have to worry about my daughter getting into motorcycles. The two go riding off really fast and catch Major Air off of a hill. Bulma then excuses herself to use the restroom. Goku, being a huge chowderhead, wanders off after her and finds Bulma has been taken hostage by a big pterodactyl.
Oh, she does scream.
Ah!
Yeah, he goes after her after she screams.
He's also thinking of following her, though, because he's a little weirdo. But you are correct. She does scream. Said Dino ties up Goku. Spoiler alert, this doesn't really work. And flies off while Bulma yells for him to save her. Untying himself with ease, see what I told you? Goku runs off to the motorcycle. He doesn't really understand. Hey, you and me both, bud. Revs the engine and goes flying off the hill towards the flying monster. He uses his extendo staff, that's what I'm going to call it, to bonk the monster and then uses it to save the falling Bulma by pinning her to a nearby mountainside. Bulma then pees herself as the chapter ends. What wacky hijinks will they get up to next? I hope it's not space-related. Space freaks me out. That was Dragon Ball's first chapter. What an aspiring beginning of a canvas unpainted.
I gotta say, I mean, there's a lot going on here. I did think it was very interesting how very close to the beginning when Bulma meets Goku, how Bulma explicitly says, yes, I'm from civilization far to the west. And it's almost like we're going to go on a journey. To the West.
A journey to the West. with the Monkey King.
Which Toriyama, right at the end, explicitly calls it out too. He's just like, yes, this is a story about the Monkey King and his journey to the West, just in case you didn't get it.
Just in case it wasn't clear. It was good for me. I'm a little bit of an adult. I'm a bit of a dense head, so it was nice to be told so directly. This was just Journey to the West.
Well, then did you catch the other part where it was very direct how they went over that hill too fast and got air? And that seemed sort of out of place and weird. But then very shortly afterwards, Goku used the motorcycle to go up into the air to get to the pterodactyl.
It was very set up and payoff.
Yeah.
It was kind of strange and ham-fisted.
When I read that first part, I was like, that's really out of place and weird. Why did they need to do that? And then it paid off. I think this Toriyama kid, he knows what he's doing.
This Bird Mountain guy is up to something. Yeah. He's got something. He's not just, I mean, he's good for gags, but he's got something else cooking on now.
So, I mean, overall, I thought it was pretty good. It's an interesting art style. That I haven't really seen in a lot of other places, but
no.
I thought it was pretty good. The backgrounds were really nice. The character styles were a little sort of weird and rounded, but overall, I think it's a good style.
I love the way he draws the mechanical stuff. As a mechanic a bit myself, I appreciated the way you see the car and the underside of it. It's like, oh man, that revs my engine.
It is pretty interesting because like the people are very sort of low detail and sort of squishy and round and everything. But then like there's a lot of detail in the vehicles, the car and the motorcycle. And then like the house had some good detail and like the forest and backgrounds and everything. So it seems like he spent a lot more time drawing everything but the people. So
I can see it.
So what do you think is going on with Goku? He's got a monkey tail and like he's super strong and he just lives out in the middle of nowhere.
All alone. He shrugs off gunshots.
He talks to his dead grandpa who is apparently a ball, but
an orb.
I think they made it pretty clear his grandpa wasn't actually the ball.
Jury's still out, bud.
That the grandpa just had the ball and that was his memento from the grandpa.
Possibly.
I don't know how he would be because they made it clear that the Dragon Balls have been around for a really long time, so.
I mean, they go missing, so maybe that's how it came back.
Yeah.
As his grandpa.
Maybe.
And then his grandpa died, and he became an orb.
I wouldn't want to be an orb.
Born of orb, returned to orb.
Can you imagine being an orb forever?
No.
That would suck.
Well, I guess he was alive for a while, presumably, and then he died and became the orb again.
But if you know what's going on.
Cycle of orb.
You're just like stuck.
An orbakai.
In a little hut with your dumb grandson talking to you all the time. You can't even say anything. Like, hey, don't let that strange woman in my house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Truxon, I didn't know you had kids.
I might left. What?
You never told us you had kids.
Well, yeah, that's where you think I've been. I've been sending letters. I've been busy. I've been busy being a family man.
So
never got the chance back on Earthrealm.
You could have at least let us know what was going on. We were worried.
I was busy. It takes a lot of work to raise a child in idyllic Isekai Italy.
Mm.
Italy Akai. Nah. We had to workshop that one.
Well, Kermit has to workshop all his stuff too, so you'll get it eventually. What else do we have to do here? Hold on. I got to check my notes. Kermit's normally the one who tells me what's happening. And he's on a boat right now, so.
I think we're supposed to, give our rating on it? Something about guns.
Well, so.
Being the speedy fast.
Yeah, we need to talk about our rating. We should probably talk about where we think it's going to go. Let's do that real quick.
Mm.
So. I think this is going to be a Journey to the West story, just with different kind of characters. So we already have the Monkey King in Goku. I think Bulma is going to have the place of like the monk guy who travels with the Monkey King. And so I think they'll pick up two or three more companions to journey with to find the Dragon Balls. And I think it'll culminate with them getting all the Dragon Balls and making a wish. Who knows what that wish would be? Now, I'm pretty sure this is a gag manga. I mean, Toriyama did write Dr. Slump, so I imagine at the end.
But did you see him kick the shit out of that stump at the beginning?
It's true. So there'll probably be some good fights, but I think the big payoff at the end, when they finally get the wish, it's going to be some kind of funny joke with the wish. Like, I don't know. He seems obsessed with panties for some reason.
Yeah, a little underwear obsessive.
So
kind of weird.
Somebody will make a wish and it'll end up being panties or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's too weird for him.
I don't know. But we'll have to see when the rest of it comes out. Yeah. Who knows when that'll be.
There's only one chapter out right now, folks. That's all we got. No future vision here.
All right. So the way we always do this is we have a fun little gun-themed thing that we talk about because this is Shonen Jumping the Gun. And we have the flop pool where we talk about, you know, how we're going to rate this, if we think it's going to live or die and everything.
It's just dropped in Jump recently.
So I think it's time that we give our rating on this. So this is what we call our quick draw segment, where we make a quick prediction on just the first chapter and if we think it'll live or die. And we have to go over what the different levels are of those ratings. And we're still trying to figure out, you know, what we might want to call that. But do you have any thoughts on what we could do here?
Here, I'll get both of one stone. We'll call it Truck Sands Rules of the Range. And I'll tell you right now, at the bottom, there is certified flop, which means it's going to die real quick, usually around 20 chapters. And then you've got a regular flop. It'll live maybe a little beyond that. And it's kind of, yeah, it's okay. It's maybe like 30, 40 chapters. And then you got it'll live, which means it'll live. It'll get like a 100, maybe around. No anime, though. That's not happening. And then we're getting to the good stuff. We got a hit on our hands. We got, you know, a couple hundred chapters. You might even get an anime if you're lucky. And then the fabled supernova, which is like a big thing that's got hundreds and hundreds of chapters in it. Everybody wants to copy it. It's like the big guy.
Nice.
And that's Truck Sands Rules of the Range.
All right.
So what's your prediction, your quick draw on Dragon Ball, up-and-coming artist Toriyama's Dragon Ball?
You know, I think there's something to this. I'm gonna call this a hit. I think I'm gonna stretch a little bit and call it a hit.
I think Toriyama's getting a little too far away from his gag roots. I don't think this one's gonna make it that far. I'm gonna say this one's a flop.
A flop, really? That far? Not even it'll live.
Nope.
This one's
gonna flop.
Well, I guess
it's gonna make it that far.
We'll have to see.
Journey of the West. It's been done.
We should only have to wait a couple months to see if it'll live. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now that that's out of the way, I'll let everybody know. I'm gonna keep reading this. I'm interested in where this is gonna go, so I'm gonna keep up with it as it comes out week to week, and we'll see what happens.
Well, How about you? Stuff to be busy with. So send me a letter. Tell me what happens.
So you're not gonna keep reading it?
No, I'm not gonna keep reading it.
Nothing
I'm
there
go
to
go back to slump.
Nothing there to keep you interested.
Nah.
All right. To each his own. Well, I think that'll do it for our episode on Dragon Ball. So I want to thank everybody for listening and, of course, thank Truxon. And we got a couple plugs that we need to do. So, Truxon, do you want to do the plugs?
I'll read the copy for you, bud. Okay. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And thanks to Sugoi Mart for partnering with us. Sugoi Mart is a retailer of Japanese snacks. I'm going to need these guys again now that I don't got direct access to them. Drinks, toys, and merch. Oh, there's a bunch of stuff. Mm. They have a lot of cool stuff you can't get outside of Japan. Check the link in the description or use code APR15 at the checkout to get 15% off your first order, which also helps us out a lot. I really got to sign up for this thing. This thing sounds great. You can also let us know what you think on social media. I don't got one of those. I'm pretty lo-fi when it comes to what outside
well,
of
the truck. Well, you send us the letters directly.
True, so. Yeah. I'm very old-fashioned. I send them magical snail mail. You can find the links to them social medias on their website, animepodcasterreincarnation.com. You can also leave comments there about podcast episodes and find other posts about stuff and reviews. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
We've also got a Discord. Come chat with us. But not me. I'm not on there. I'm just Truxan. I don't got access to...
Well,
I've got a computer over in Isekai, Italy.
If people come and talk about trucks on the Discord, we'll let you know about
it. Yeah, I guess you guys could send me letters from what they talk about. Yeah. I hear them are discussed on the podcast episodes, so that's a possibility. Oh, also check out our Patreon. Supporters get perks like getting to vote on which series to cover on heroin addiction, a favorite of mine, as well as getting the high-quality stereo version of the podcast early. And we'd always love to hear what perks you'd like. Speaking of which, shout out to our patrons. At the reincarnated tier, we got Moon and Cake Dwarf. And at the merchant tier, we got Kill Hour. And at the commoner tier is Rena. They're my favorite.
Thanks for reading those, Truxon. And thanks again to our listeners. Be sure to check out the regular podcast, That Time I Got Reincarnated in the Same World as an Anime Podcaster. So yeah, thanks once again. Thanks for listening. And, you know...
Brad, I'm running out of time. I could only be here for so many minutes before I get taken back. I'm going. Find the Dragon Balls for me, Brad. Hi, this is me. I'm Kermit. Hey, everybody, it's Kermit. I'm recording this on my cruise. Brad told me you guys were covering Dragon Ball while I was away. I've read all of Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball GT and Kai and Super. And oh, man, I love Superhero. And I hope Brad did a really good job with this one. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Last time on Shonen Jumping the Gun, Dragon Ball!
Hit you with the punk tactics.
It just turns into, oh man, it's strong bad!
We got the spemail.
Got my email on over here and the cheat, a kick in the cheat. He's a little bit down here. He's very similar to Truxan, but he's different. I guess if I talk for a while, it does irritate my throat, but that's gonna happen. I'm old Strong Bad. Oh, yeah. New Strong Bad's totally reading a manga. He's reading Dragon Ball. Hey, everybody. It's me, the Demon King. What's going on? Next time on Shonen Jumping the Gun, Dragon Ball.